Hello, West End kids. I logged into Facebook this morning and Francis, had posted that it was October 1st today and that he had begun his traditional reading of A Night in the Lonesome October by Roger Zelazny, who happens to be my favorite author ever. So I thought I'd make something just for you because, you know, we had something strange and special, as awful as it was for me. I know it was a special part for a lot of you guys' lives. And girls, I can see your birth dates now. I had no idea you were all that young. Shame on you. Anyway, here we go. A Night in the Lonesome October by Roger Zelazny. This recording is not authorized by the Zelazny Estate, so you may not distribute it and you may not publicize it. But if you know where the link is, you are welcome to listen to it because you were a West End kid. A Night in the Lonesome October by Roger Zelazny. This recording has been made exclusively for the alumni of the West End Cafe and is not authorized by anybody, so do not distribute it or publicize it. Thank you. I am a watchdog. My name is Snuff. I live with my master Jack outside of London now. I like Soho very much at night, with its smelly fogs and dark streets. It is silent then, and we go for long walks. Jack is under a curse from long ago, and must do much of his work at night to keep worse things from happening. I keep watch while he is about it. If someone comes, I howl. We are the keepers of several curses, and our work is very important. I have to keep watch on the thing in the circle, and the thing in the wardrobe, and the thing in the steamer trunk. Not to mention things in the mirror. When they try to get out, I raise particular hell with them. They are afraid of me. I do not know what to do if they all tried to get out at the same time. It is good exercise, though, and I snarl a lot. I fetch things for Jack on occasion. His wand, his big knife with the old writing on the sides. I always know just when he needs them because it is my job to watch and to know. I like being a watchdog better than what I was before he summoned me and gave me this job. So we walk, Jack and I, and other dogs are often afraid of me. Sometimes I like to talk and compare notes on watchdogging and masters, but I tend to intimidate them. One night when we were in a graveyard recently, an old watchdog came by, though, and we talked for a while. Hi, I'm a watchdog.
Me too.
I've been watching you, and I've been watching you. Why is your person digging a big hole?
There are some things down there that he needs.
Well, I don't suppose he's supposed to be doing that.
May I see your teeth?
Yes, here. May I see yours?
Of course.
Perhaps it's all right. Do you think he might leave a large bone somewhere nearby?
I believe that could be arranged.
Are you the ones that were by here last month?
No, that was the competition. We're shopping elsewhere.
But they didn't have a watchdog.
Bad planning. What did you do?
Barked a lot. They got nervous and left.
Good. We're still probably ahead.
Been with your person long?
Ages. How long have you been a graveyard dog?
All my life.
Like it?
It's a living, you said.
Jack needed lots of ingredients for his work, as there was a big bit of business due soon. Perhaps it were best to take it day by day.
October 1. Made the circuits. The thing in the circle changed shapes, finally making itself look like a lady dog of attractive person and very friendly disposition. But I was not fooled into breaking the circle. It didn't have the smell part down yet. Nice try, I told it.
You'll get yours, Mutt, it said.
I walked past the various mirrors. The things locked in them gibbered and writhed. I showed them my teeth, and they writhed away. The thing in the steamer trunk pounded on the sides and hissed and sputtered when it became aware of my sniffing about. I snarled. It hissed again. I growled. It shut up. I made my way to the attic then and checked out the thing in the wardrobe. It was scratching on the sides when I entered, but grew still as I approached. "How's everything inside?" I asked. be a lot better if someone could be persuaded to turn the key with his paws.
Better for you, maybe.
I could find you lots of great bones. Big ones, fresh, juicy, lots of meat on them.
I just ate, thanks.
What do you want?
Nothing special just now.
Well, I want out. Figure what it's worth to you and let's talk.
You'll get your chance by and by.
I don't like waiting.
Tough.
Up yours, hound.
Tsk, tsk, I replied. And I went away when it began using more abusive language. I went back downstairs, then passed through the library, smelling its musty volumes and incense, spices, herbs, and other interesting matters, on my way to the parlor, whence I stared out the window at the day. Watching, of course. That is my job. So, Francis, Toth, good night, and I will be back tomorrow.